appreciate you taking a seat there. And I wonder if we just have all the family for little Eva to come up. Would that be okay? Everybody that's here, family, and come on up. A lot of folks here from out of town. We've got aunts and we've got cousin and cousins and all kinds of folks. And just come across the front here. What a blessing. Aha, yeah, I was thinking that. Okay, all right, this is great. All right. Psalm 127 is where we're going to go. This is little Eva, and let me see, isn't she beautiful? She's just gorgeous. The Lord just gives the Moors the most beautiful kids, doesn't he? I tell you what, and it's great to have Grandma and Grandpa Wells here. What a blessing they are. And Gigi and Papa, Gigi and Papa. All right, we've got aunts and cousin, and we're so glad. Now, before I read Psalm 127, if you have it there in your Bible, let me just say a few brief things. We don't believe in infant baptism, and there are religions that believe in that. If we could find it in the Bible, we would do it, but it's not there, and so we don't do it. We don't baptize babies. But one thing that many believers, as a privilege, they do it, and that is they like to publicly come and dedicate their children to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's not a command in the Bible, so if someone chooses not to do that, it's not wrong, but it is a blessing, isn't it, when folks do that and feel led to do that, to participate. And then we get to see the beautiful baby too, and she's all impressed with you guys. She's out. All right, she loves her mama. I know that. There are some things that they are stating publicly today. Number one, they understand that Eva is a gift from the Lord, and that by dedicating her, they are lifting her up and holding her loosely. She is the Lord's. And they understand there's going to come a time when she's going to leave their home and go out to lead the life that God has for her, the way in which he's designed her to glorify him. And so doing this today is saying, we gladly give this child back to the Lord. That's huge. That's really big. And then they also are asking that God's people here would stand with them to pray for them. Pray that they will be the parents they need to be. This parenting's easy, isn't it? All right. Does anybody believe that? Okay, it's a challenge every day. So I think the only easy thing is being a grandparent. It's great. I tell you what, I understand what people say about wish you'd done that first. But Psalm 127, let's just read these. I appreciate you following along in your Bible, and then we'll just have a prayer dedication and rejoice. And we normally have a time of handshaking afterwards, but we have flu going around, and so we're not going to do any handshaking, and we're minus an organist today. Terry is under the weather, been diagnosed with the flu, and so we're short a few, and we don't want to spread any germs. So we'll wave at Eva, and we'll let Brother Moore and Miss Moore know we love them and that we're praying for them. 127, verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. What a great verse, verse 3. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. They are marvelous gifts. Verse 4, our arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. What great words. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this very special occasion, little Eva being dedicated to her Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for Matt and Brittany and their lives, and Lord, for Sophia and Eliana. What a blessing they are, and what a joy to have fellowship with them here in this place. And we just want to pray, Lord, your richest blessings upon them as they seek to parent this very unique little life that you've placed in your hands. And Lord, we're rejoicing that she's a healthy baby, and Lord, we're rejoicing that she is a delight for her parents, her aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents. And Lord, we're just so thankful, great grandparents. And Lord, we pray, Father, that you would just give Matt and Brittany wisdom as they raise Eva. So many times we feel that those early days are the challenging times when folks are getting up at 3 a.m. and changing diapers and going through laundry like crazy. But the really challenging times are yet to come, when Eva is thinking on her own and doing her own thing and trying to understand what life is about and coming to a knowledge that she's a sinner, needs a Savior. And that spirit that comes into so many kids, all kids, the spirit of rebellion against their parents, and how to challenge that and be patient, learning what is just mischievous and what is sinful. And Lord, I just pray you'd give them wisdom. Thank you for their heart to give this little one back to you, to acknowledge publicly that Eva is a miracle, a gift from heaven, and that, Lord, they need your help. They need your word. They need a filling daily of your spirit to parent her. And Lord, we pray that would be provided for them. Help us as a church family to pray for them and love on them and support them every way we can. And Lord, we look to the day, it's going to go so quickly, when Eva's going to be grown and she's going to be a woman of her own. And we pray that she would know Jesus Christ as her Savior and live every day to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.